Task 4. You are preparing a PowerPoint presentation about the global food shortage problem. You have interviewed a food crisis expert about the issue. Listen to the interview and complete the note sheet below. Remember to pay attention to spelling and grammar. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Good morning, Dr. Thomas.
Good morning. You must be Janice. We've talked on the phone. So, you want some information about the global food crisis?
Yes, I've read a few articles about it. It's really hard to believe that we may face such a crisis.
Well, we are very fortunate to live in a rich society where food is almost everywhere. But you know, about 13% of the world's population, that is about 900 million people, suffer from hunger.
13% of the world's population? Who are most affected?
Well, victims of this global food crisis are mostly in Southeast Asian countries, African countries, and also India.
So, Dr. Thomas, what are the main causes of the global food shortage?
Well, the causes are rather complicated. The first main cause is the fast-growing population. Also, climate change is a main factor, which results in more and more frequent extreme weather patterns that affect farming. In addition, humans have been fishing excessively over the years. In other words, we catch too much fish, and this has led to serious fish stock depletion all over the world. Besides that, water shortage is another main cause.
Water shortage? Not enough water for farming?
Not just for growing food, but also for raising cattle, pigs, and sheep. Last but not least, wars are a main factor causing food crises, because when there are wars, farmers in war-torn countries can no longer farm, and most agricultural land will be damaged.
And if this global food crisis goes on, what will happen?
Well, food prices have already increased a lot in recent years. If nothing is done to solve the food crisis situation, food prices will continue to go up. Also, we will see more social unrest in places affected by food crises. In addition, there will be more poor and hungry people all over the world.
That's very serious. Social unrest, more poor and hungry people? There are already many poor and hungry people in our world. I can't imagine what the situation will be like if food supply continues to fall and food prices continue to go up.
The global food crisis is indeed a serious and urgent problem.
The situation sounds very gloomy. But is there anything we can do to prevent the global food shortage from worsening?
Yes, of course.
So it's not too late, right?
No, it's never too late. If everyone starts doing their part and the government has good policies, the situation can be improved greatly.
So what can we do?
Firstly, the United Nations and many food scientists have repeatedly suggested that as part of the measures to tackle the global food crisis problem, We should live a simpler lifestyle.
Live a simpler lifestyle? How does it help improve the food shortage problem?
To live a simpler lifestyle means to consume less of everything. This way, our resources will last longer and we won't run out of food that quickly.
Ah, I see.
Another thing that we can do is to buy food from sustainable sources.
Sorry, Dr. Thomas. Can you repeat that?
Yes, of course. We should buy food from sustainable sources. Sustainable is spelt S-U-S-T-A-I-N-A-B-L-E. This means we know that the food comes from a source that is under management and will last for a long time.
And what can governments do to help?
There are two things that governments can do. Firstly, they should support and invest in agricultural research, such as the research of new crops. We do need crops that can grow a bit faster and can withstand tough environmental conditions. This kind of research needs a lot of money and government support.
Okay, and what is the second thing that governments can do?
Governments could help by funding farmers to learn how to use farming methods and tools that are suitable to the environment and the crops they grow.
But aren't farmers knowledgeable about farming?
Well, not in developing countries. Many farmers in poor developing countries are uneducated, and they have very little understanding of how modern farming methods and tools can help farming and produce more and better crops. That's when governments need to help. Helping farmers learn to use farming methods and tools that are suitable to the environment and the crops they grow.
Ah, I see.
We all need to start taking action. It's better late than never.
That's true. Thanks very much for your time, Dr. Thomas.
You're welcome.
That is the end of Task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.